This is a question that I don't have an answer to. I don't know. I always hear the saying bros before hoes, but Liv, you bring up an interesting circumstance here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9.
So I have a very good friend that's dating one of our other friend's exes.
Okay, first of all, isn't that illegal? I heard that was illegal.
So, she hasn't told our other friend that she's dating her ex yet because it's breaking girl code technically. But she says that the only reason why she's dating him is because they've been broken up for a little over 3 years. They dated back in college, so a while ago, and that she thinks that he is the one.
All right, 317-239-1009. When can girl code be overlooked? I assume it never could be overlooked. Am I wrong about that?
You can never overlook girl code. But it's like a solid law.
But what if he is the one and that was just some dumb college relationship for the other girl?
Well, if she had feelings for him in any capacity, it's off limits. So if it was truly a one-night stand, she first has to ask permission. And if it was truly a one-night stand, she says it's cool, then it's cool. But if she's like in any way hesitant, it's not okay.
It wasn't a one-night stand. They dated in
college. Then it's probably not okay. Exactly.
I don't know. I'm torn. These are both my friends. And also, if he's the one, then he's the one.
All right. 317-239-1009. Alex, so you're saying even if permission was granted, if it was a relationship before, then you're saying absolutely not, like that's a bad idea?
Yeah, it typically is. I would say 95% of the time.
Now, I don't know if I would be okay with it, like bro code, if it's the same thing. I mean, I think we all want to. I'll be honest. Like, if I was a single guy and there's a girl I really, really liked, I would want to date her, but she'd have to be like live brought up. And that's the only thing I'm thinking. Maybe you can break the girl code or the bro code is if you think, oh my God, they're the one. But you can't just go hook up with them or do something like that just because you like them. You're going to ruin. And then all your buddies aren't going to trust you either after that.
Like, it's such a tough situation.
Like, would other women be like, oh, like let's say you were the one, Alex. You did that and like you wanted to date somebody else's ex and you broke the girl code. Would all the other girls in your group be like, kind of distance themselves from you
because they absolutely
think their man would be next?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. You start getting the nickname as a home wrecker.
Oh, that's
and then
not good.
Everyone holds that against you.
Hold on, we got to talk to Katie this morning. I like what I see on my screen. Katie, what is your saying?
Overies before broveries. Like, well, I'm going to invite her to her wedding. Like, that'd be super awkward. I know what your dude looks like naked. Like, that's so weird.
Yep, you always think about that in the back of your mind.
Yeah, and even if she thinks it won't be weird, like, they won't be friends anymore. Their friendship will end up ending because it's too weird.
All right, well, we learned a new saying today, Katie. Overies before broveries. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. You too.
Rachel tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. It really depends on how long and how serious the relationship was. If it was only a couple weeks, who cares if it was a fling? But if it was a year or more, it might seem awkward.
Let's go to Lily this morning. Hey, Lily, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great. What do you think about this girl code question? Can it ever be overlooked or absolutely not?
I think it can be overlooked because if the girl actually cares about her friend, then she should let her be happy.
Whose boyfriend did you steal?
Ooh.
I didn't steal anybody.
Are you lying to us, Lily?
I am not. I have been with my husband for almost 5 years.
Oh, so you stole him from another wife. Okay.
No. Wife swap gone wrong. Hey, Lily, thank you for contributing. We appreciate that. Stephanie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and do you have a story about this?
I do. My used to be my best friend, and now she's my cousin because my uncle and her mom got married, best friends all through school, and she ended up dating my ex-boyfriend, and they just got married a few months ago.
Was that weird for you?
At first, it was super weird. It made me super uncomfortable, and they hid it from me for a long time.
Wow. How long did they hide it?
For like 2 to 3 months. And then him and I were really good friends, and then he actually ended up telling me, so I confronted her about it, and she was like, no, it's not happening, and I was like, okay, we've been best friends for how long? Like 7, 10 years, so.
Time to go to the best friend store, get a new best friend.
Exactly.
This one's broken.
She hates me now. She doesn't talk to me. She's blocked me on all social media.
What?
I ended up going to the wedding anyway.
I was going to ask, did you?
They invited me.
Oh, they did invite you. Okay, how was the wedding? Was it good at least? Like, open bar, good meal?
Absolutely terrible. terrible.
Oh.
It was like a 10-minute wedding, and they didn't look happy at all.
Was the Elvis impersonator good at least?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Alma, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What is your thought here on girl code? Can it ever be overlooked?
I feel like girl code is so, like, stereotypically high school stuff. Call me out on this. I understand it's a really, like, criticized viewpoint, but I feel like that's really high school to look at, though. Like, you're adults now. It's warrant that she hesitated going in saying, oh, yeah, I know she's, or that was his ex, but, I mean, if, like, I think there's a warrant to also saying that he's the one, you know. If he's the one, then, you know. But overall, I think girl code is, like, just so, I don't know, stereotypically high schoolish to act that way.
Alex, what do you think about that? That's like you're living in the past.
No way. You know what? I live and die by rules of high school, so. Including my diet.
chicken nuggets. Alma, thank you for calling in this morning. We'll do one more as we wrap this up. If you couldn't get through, make sure you take it to our social media. It's at Joe and Alex Show. When can girl code be overlooked? Grace on the Joe and Alex Show. You think what? It's been long enough or what?
I think that if they've been broken up for several years, and depending on how they broke up, like, I've broken up with a couple of exes that I would totally be okay with one of my friends dating, just because, I don't know, it was so, like, bad the way it ended that I just wouldn't miss them anymore, and I wouldn't really care, you know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, you're like, forget this guy, what an idiot.
Yeah, like, I mean, it depends on how the relationship ended and everything. Like, if you were super in love and then they, like, ended it with you and everything, then I would be like, absolutely not.
So what we've learned is there's a lot of variables that we got to go through to figure it out.
So what do you think your friend's going to do, Liv?
I think that she's just going to end up telling her, and if our other friend is upset about it, then she's just going to deal with consequences because she thinks that this guy's the one.
Wow.
I want an update down the road, whether it's a month or a year or 2 years from now, whether or not they ended up like getting married.
Oh, I'll let you know.
All right, cool. Let us know what you think about the girl code being overlooked on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show.